Right. He had an outstanding season. You know, he's a 19-year-old, been through a couple of drafts, but he really matured this year. Started the year at 6'3". We think he's grown an inch to 6'4". Had outstanding stats in the regular season and even better in the playoffs. I believe he was 16-1 in the playoffs with a .940 save percentage, something like that. Played the RBC Cup, lost the final game, but just had an outstanding season. And we think he's got a long development path there at UMass Lowell. And, you know, excited Rick St. Croix. We had him look at him as well. And he's more of a goalie expert than I, so he gave it the thumbs up, really likes the player, and so we're excited about him.
Obviously, five picks is a bit of a smaller overall haul, but is this a case mark of quality over quantity?
Well, we hope so. You know, there's always players you want. There's always players, you know, if we got to the sixth, seventh round, there'd be a player I'd gladly take, but... you know, there were some guys that we had rated higher than we took them, obviously. We're hoping, you know, the Nikitin kid pans out in the end because we had him quite a bit higher. So, you know, wherever you pick, you just try to do the best job and try to get a guy that plays in the NHL someday. Yeah, you know, you know, they're all a gamble, right? You know, he's got the injury and stuff like that. But we've seen some special things there and, you know, just excited to see him on the ice next year and, you know, see if we were right. And hopefully, you know, he's a little behind now in the development for a year kind of thing. But we got lots of time, so we're hoping.
Sure, all aspects of the pipeline excite you. But looking on the blue line, I mean, you got guys, you know, Dylan Sandberg and last year's picks, Chisholm and... Vladdy and a couple of the other guys like Cederholm and Green and that sort of thing, and then your two picks this year. Do you feel like the team, the organization's in a pretty good place right now with what you have coming on the blue line?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, especially the two kids we just added. They're, I think the NHL game now is guys that can go back, get the puck, and turn it up ice, and that's what these two kids can do. They can skate. They've got skill. They can really pass the puck. Lundmark can really pass the puck. And Heinola is skilled. Like, I think that's what the game's all about now. You go back, get the puck, start the rush going the other way, and these guys can do that.
Lundmark put up some pretty massive point totals in the junior age and then moved to the SHL level where I guess he wasn't getting as much minutes. Do you get any extra knowledge out of watching a guy make that adaptation to the men's game?
Yeah, well, you know, all those guys are... They don't get the quality ice that older players get, and that's, you know, we think there's more offense that come there, offense that he had in the junior ranks beforehand. What we see now is at least we know we've got a good skating, puck-moving guy, but we got a guy we've talked to the coaches about. He's going to get a chance on the first power play that there next year as an 18, 19-year-old player, so we think his offensive game should take off.
From Sweden, Finland, even players who've played in their secondary leagues, BCHL. Is this an organizational strength for the Jets or just a reflection of how things panned out in front of you?
It's how it pans out. Don't care where they play. Just, you know, people see we take two Euros in a row. Are we going to take a third? If we think he's the best player, we're taking a third. If we think a fourth Euro is the best player, we're going to take four in a row. Like, I don't care where they come from. I'm just trying to find NHL players, and it's the bottom line. You know, so looks like we're, you know, everybody's calling us Winnipeg, but we don't stay any more time in Finland than we do in Sweden or Czech Republic or Manitoba or Saskatchewan. You know, we try to see all wherever the players are.
Just a philosophical thing on goaltenders. When you take them, it's usually late. For you, does it have to be a really special player to go in sort of the top half?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your team needs, too. I think if we thought we really had a goaltending hole or need to go get a goaltender high, we would be willing to do that. I don't think that's a case, but I think we've, last couple of years, we've added guys, you know, in the fifth and sixth rounds and stuff. We just add to the depth of the pipeline of the, you know, goaltending, so... I think it's worked out well for us the last few years.